protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on, naturally. What is going on with Saudi Arabia? They assassinate people? Really? You know, the people that like to cut your head off with a saber. Those guys. You know, that's what they do. You know, they don't like you. They just basically lop your head off. Well, I'm just simplifying things for you. Take you out in a big stadium, and it's a spectacle. It's a spectacle. They just lop your head off. So don't go to Saudi. The moral of the story is don't go to Saudi Arabia and let them get upset with you because they'd lop your head off. Now, right now, they've got a strange situation that involves Turkey over there, and the president is all concerned about it. Everybody's all, listen, for the life of me, I don't kind of get it, you know. I really don't. Why is the why is the president all of a sudden involved in their business like this? It's a deeper story, obviously. That's why you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, so we can kind of explain it to you. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of things going on. It's election day. It's coming up. I think 20 days away or something like that. It's going to be, I think, an interesting election. Given the fact that all around the nation they've templated basically the California election schemata, and you know, of course, there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of issues with that. There's issues with the California voting system. You know, corruption being the main one. It's so corrupt in California in terms of elections that, I mean, everybody knows it is. And it's just a laughing stock. Yet, you know, we're still going to go out and vote everybody in that the totalitarian monoparty system out here wants, including John Cox, who I think will probably win the election. He's the Republican front runner. Of course, he's not a front runner to Gavin Newsom. It doesn't matter actually with John Cox or Gavin Newsom, and whether or not it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter any longer. The monoparty system is ensconced in California, and so what? Let's say Ronald Reagan is resurrected and he is put in office. See, back in the day, the people forget about this. They don't remember. But we're going to get to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's not as tall as you might think, by the way. He's a very short man, in my opinion. I was stunned to realize I was taller than him. When I stood next to him, I was like, God. And he had boots on with lifts. So I thought, that's kind of interesting. So Arnold Schwarzenegger, you may recall that he took over from Gray Davis. Gray Davis was voted out. But actually, there's a recall. They recalled Gray Davis, the governor. The good governor, Gray Davis, who brought us high taxes and people didn't like it. And there was a revolt in California and they said, vote them out. So they voted him out. And, of course, he was a Democrat, another Democratic man of faith, of course, like Jerry Brown, very similar. And so was Arnold. Arnold was too. We've had a succession of Catholic governors, just boom, boom, boom. Everybody's a Catholic governor. Jesuit, usually. So anyway, Gray Davis is out. Arnold Schwarzenegger is in. He gets elected in. And boy, his opinion ratings were sky high as a Republican. And you know, I voted for him. I took the bait. I hadn't declared that the California electoral system was, you know, corrupt and subject to actual change, actually. I didn't get it at all. And Arnold, you know, decided he was going to be the power broker and he was going to do everything his way, right? And, of course, that just isn't the way it works in California, at least with the unions. So he took them on. He had a bunch of stuff going on. He wanted it through, and he was just ramming it down their throats. And all of a sudden, the unions came out to Arnold. You might remember this. Maybe you don't remember this. All of a sudden, Arnold, and of course, Arnold, when he came on board, was in complete disarray as the incoming governor. He had no clue. Now, he had no clue how to run a staff, basically. Now, any good administrator, anybody who's had any administrative experience understands this. You know, if you want to get something going, rocking, you got to have a staff that knows what's going on. And you got to have people in places in the right know the timing, all the things that go along, especially in the government, of the legislative cycles. He had no clue. It was a major weakness. So he ended up hiring Gray Davis's former chief of staff. Kennedy was her name. Yeah, her name was Kennedy. Last name was Kennedy. You got it. I mean, now you're thinking, because, you know, he married a Kennedy, right? So, but she was a Kennedy, the chief of staff. I don't think she was related at all. She was like mixing water and oil together. That time. But she understood the staffing thing, and she was a Democrat. So everybody said, that makes sense. He sold it on the idea that there's only a few people who understand how to be chief of staff to a governor, so she's hired. She's back. So pretty soon all these Gray Davis people start to creep back into his administration because he didn't know what in the snot to do. Does that make sense? Am I making sense for you? So anyway, all of a sudden he started to swing Democrat. I mean, he just, over time, he started getting pommeled. By the police unions and the corrections officers union, everybody just started going after Arnold. Pretty soon, his opinion rate, everybody said, wait a minute, you're hiring Democrats, you're starting to look and act like a Democrat, and all of a sudden, shazam, you are a Democrat. He made the shift right before our very eyes. He turned out to be a socialist, just like Jerry Brown or anybody else. And then, to add insult to injury, Jerry Brown gets elected for a third and fourth term. So we saw the transformation, the metamorphosis of Arnold Schwarzenegger from the so-called conservative stud to a liberal dud right before our very eyes here in California. And then we all kind of figured out, you know what? The fix is in for all this. This whole thing is a charade and a setup. That's when people started really thinking about it, was at the end, the terminus of The Reign of Arnold, which was a reign of terror, brought us some of the most oppressive environmental rules and regulations in California. Oppressive. And, of course, he destroyed the public education system like a bowling ball. He comes in and destroys it. And especially, you know, adult education. The adult education, all these people had their functionality in this this run-up to the conquest of California by the totalitarians. And Arnold played his. He had his thing. He brought in what was called AB 32, which is the precursor to all this carbon credit business, all this stuff that was just rocking the environmental world out there. That's what he did. He brought that in. Yeah, he signed it into law. And, of course, he did away with it. I was an adult education principal, at least I was staffed that way. And he destroyed California's 150-year tradition of adult education. And, by the way, what did it do? It was the largest assimilation schooling system in the nation and taught more people how to understand English and speak English than in any time. And he destroyed it. Now, why would he do that? Maybe laying the groundwork for things to come to a Spanish language California? And then, of course, the last election, they did away with the mandatory English requirement for high school graduates. You think? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Five or younger. Would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston. and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. So there's Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials sought toxic materials inside Saudi consulate. Pompeo has meetings. This is this Turkish business going on. We're going to get into the DNA reveal. This is my bailiwick is genetics. So I'm excited. I'm excited, basically. Saudis, this is a report coming from Fox News. Okay, Fox News. Says a report. Saudis preparing to admit Khashoggi was killed. Sources say Saudi Arabia will eventually admit that missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi may have been killed accidentally during an interrogation in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Accidentally killed. God, we're sorry about we're sorry about killing you, bro. Here we go. It says investigators looking for clues on Jamal Khashoggi's whereabouts search for traces of toxic materials at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, where he was last seen 2 weeks ago. Turkish media. See, the gig is that he's a media person. Khashoggi. Sounds strange to me, but I don't think they're going to find him. I don't know. Do you think he's going to find him? They're going to find him? I don't think so. I think he's gone. He's out of here. He's kaput. It says, the Turkish media reports say as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo landed in Saudi Arabia for talks over the matter. See, he's a reporter. Everybody's standing tall on this one. You know, I just wonder if they would do the same for a citizen journalist, right? I'm sorry, it's just the attention being... And when I say they, I'm talking about the mainstream media and everybody else. That's what I'm talking about. The president, yeah. I think the president's concerned about that. President Erdogan revealed some details about the consulate search while speaking to journalists Tuesday, the Associated Press reported, citing Turkey's NTV. It came as Khashoggi's family released a statement saying they are traumatized over his disappearance. The activist and opinion columnist, who is a critic of the Saudi government, was last seen entering the Saudi consulate on October 2nd, reportedly to obtain documents related to his upcoming marriage to a Turkish woman. Saudi Arabia, which has repeatedly claimed Khashoggi walked out of the building on his own, reportedly is now considering whether to say rogue... To say rogue intelligence operatives murdered him by mistake during an interrogation. Mistaken murder. The caper of mistaken murder. I hate to say it, but they're guilty. You know, I know we're not going to play judge and jury and all that stuff. They're considering whether to say rogue. Now they are. I hate it when this happens. We are sadly and anxiously following the conflicting news regarding the fate of our father after losing contact with him 2 weeks ago when he disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, the family statement said. Our family is traumatized and yearns to be together during this painful time. The strong moral and legal responsibility which our father instilled in us obligates us to call for the establishment of an independent and impartial international commission to inquire into the circumstances of his death. Now, they're saying he's dead. In addition to... I think everybody's saying he's dead. In addition to the consulate search that took place Monday, a Turkish official revealed Tuesday that top Saudi diplomat's home in Istanbul was also investigated. The Associated Press reported the official... though, did not say when that search will happen. I thought they said it did happen. My mistake. Now they're saying, this. I love it when one line says one thing and the other line says another. Go on. See, people do make mistakes when they're writing this document. Anyway, that official, though, did not say when the search will happen. And so far, Turkey has not announced whether anything of note was found inside the consulate. Okay, so two things going on there, the house and the consulate. Okay, I get it. Surveillance footage leaked to Turkish media showed that shortly after Khashoggi disappeared, vehicles were seen moving between the consulate and the diplomat's home, according to the Associated Press. I've seen the video. They, you know, do some time-lapse stuff, and they put surveillance videos all around, and they're, you know, able to access it. I'm sure that that is our CIA who can do that and did that, and they put it out there. That's just my opinion. I'm just saying. The secretary and the king discussed a number of regional and bilateral issues. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said, the former Fox, you know. The secretary also thanked the king for his commitment to supporting a thorough, transparent, and timely investigation of Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance. Pompeo also met with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who was accused of ordering the detention of Khashoggi. The big question is, what are we going to get out of this? You know, I mean, that's really the big question. And what does it really mean? More on this as we get... Well, let's see. You know, actually, I think we can do more on it, like, right now. No, I don't want to do that. Oh, this is what I want. This is my backyard, you know, for some people who don't know who I am, what I used to do. But I used to teach biological sciences and anatomy physiology. And one of the things I really am good at is genetics and understanding genetics. So to me, I love discussing genetics and all things go along with it. And you should, too. It's fascinating stuff. Absolutely fascinating stuff. Anyway, now we've got Pocahontas. Nothing's changed in Pocahontas' world with this genetics scam going on, by the way. This is interesting, this whole thing that's broken out with her. I would say this is rivaling the Kavanaugh hearing. This is rivaling the Kavanaugh letter that was held on by Dianne Feinstein. This is a Dianne Feinstein move, is what this is. Another desperate senator trying to establish herself and give herself credibility genetically as a wampum woman. I just made that up for her. Wampum woman. Money woman, get it? A hussy. She's a hussy. And she is. We know that the Democrats love to throw out the race card. Well, she's thrown it out too. She's wampum woman. Claims to be an Indian. There's no way that she is. And then she throws out this whole thing about, oh my goodness, I had a genetics test. And pay up, because it proves that I am an Indian. 1/575th percent probability. That's a fraction, but I am one. Oh God. Okay, so listen. None of what she's saying is true. Let me just surmise it this way. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about the DNA test by Elizabeth Warren, which is, she took a test, apparently. Didn't prove anything. In the world of understanding genetics and the human genome, it didn't prove anything. It certainly didn't prove that she's part Indian. Or American Indian. Didn't prove any of that. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? The president is calling it a scam and a lie. I would agree.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Blessing at the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. Just to kind of give you a little bit of our world in the New California area is, and this is an Agenda 21 issue, This is an agenda, declaring it as if they're not all Agenda 21 issues, right? LA Times reports, and this is something, because this is happening in my neighborhood. just one of those kind of deals. It's utility shuts off power to prevent wildfires as red flag warnings return to California. Red flag warnings, October 3rd, 13th through 15th. Well, that was yesterday. Utility shuts off power to prevent wildfires as red flag warnings return to California. Now, you may remember, it was just a little over, less than a year ago. We had all these raging fires in Sonoma County, Santa Rosa and all that. Remember the burnout there? And everybody said, God, this is weird fires. Very weird fires. You know, I said it was very weird fires. In fact, I said it the night that the fires all started up over there, 64 fires or something like that started immediately, instantaneously in that area within a matter of an hour. 64. And, of course, the winds were just, the winds were whacked. Wacko. And they were going in opposite directions. I'll never forget that night. I woke up. Actually, somebody called me. Dogs barking and everything. And the wind was blowing like you can't believe. And I have redwoods in my yard, and the redwoods are going, they're going the opposite direction. Normally, the redwoods, when the wind blows, they'll kind of lean going towards the east as winds prevailing from the Pacific Ocean come tumbling through the valley and kind of bend them that way. I mean, it's just kind of the way it works, right? So I go out in the backyard, and I'm watching these trees, and they're bending the opposite direction. They're going towards the west. Now, that's just really weird. And it wasn't just like a small amount of wind. They were whipping through there. I mean, they were whipping. What's it called? Whipping good. Anyway, and so it was strange, and the dogs are barking like crazy, and everybody, the neighbors' dogs, everybody's barking. Bark, 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 everybody. So I thought to myself, and then the phone rings. Get the sequencing here. The dog's barking first wakes me up, then the phone rings. And it's somebody from that area, let's say, one of the counties down there, said, Paul, you know what's going on over here? I said, no. And the person is a very good source, and they're calling me. It's like 1:15 or something like that in the morning. I said, we got fires, man. We got fires everywhere. Now, I can tell you that this person was a fire person. Person who works for a fire agency, and said, we got fires. You cannot believe what's going on here. And so like the last 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, fires just everywhere with this wind. It's the weirdest thing. And he's just raging about what is going on. I go, God dang, man. I'm going to get to the genetics thing. Don't worry. But I just had to get this one off my chest, if you know what I mean. So the fires raged, and hundreds of homes in the Santa Rosa area burned to the ground. And interesting thing is the foundations and everything on these homes were just dust. Now, I had gone to Santa Rosa about a week before the fires, and gave a speech, actually. I was there for a day and a half. And I noticed that the plants were desiccated all throughout Santa Rosa. Now, plant desiccation means that they're sick. They're not dead. But they're sickly, and they're like starving for water. I mean, you know, the thirst thing for them is there. And you can walk up to these, broadleaf plants, thick broadleaf plants like sages, and not the sages, but the elderberries and things like that. And you can crush their leaves. It was really the weirdest thing. But they're alive, you know. So they got the crush thing going on. They weren't springing back and all that stuff. Anyway, so that was just the way the nature of the plants all throughout Santa. And then all of a sudden, these fires pop up. And now I got a chance to go back several weeks after the fire and go through those areas in Santa Rosa and see the fire patterns on those places that were burned out. I mean, it was a horrific night in Santa Rosa. People's cars are trying to escape. They're in long rows of cars on the road. They're trying to escape. Their cars catch on fire, blow up, kill people inside. We still don't have a final body count over there. So it's a mystery thing, right? And everybody says, oh, these directed energy weapons were used there. And a lot of people are of the opinion that's exactly what was going on, especially what happened in Redding with the car fire recently. So anyway, but this is their solution. They said that they got blamed, PG&E did, for the fires. Now, again, now given that story, and the report to me was 60-some fires got started very quickly, and we had reports of people setting fires. There's videos out of people, you know, witnessing and had witnessed fires being started by other people in large quantities all around Calistoga, I think it was, which lend itself right into the fire situation. But then again, there's the strange burn patterns. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything. And I've been in fires before. I've seen fire, the post-fire business and all that stuff, the burnout. And I'd never seen anything like it in my life. Whole homes burned to the ground. Everything gone. Everything gone. The dust. And then right next to them, the plants around the house, you know, they're healthy. They're alive. Isn't that weird? I mean, listen, rows upon rows upon. Now, one of the things that was a commonality that we do know, and I went to an actual house and witnessed myself, this house that was the only one standing amongst others, dozens that had burned. In this house, it was the only house that did not have a smart meter. They made the company, PG&E, come out and change it out to an analog meter. Commonality, all the homes that had smart meters burned to the ground in the fashion I described. In hers, of course, she wasn't a smart meter. Now, that's really odd. So we get to this fire, this wind situation that cropped up. And I get calls from my friends saying, you know, they turned off the power in the foothills out here. Really? I said, yeah, they're afraid of the fire. And the wind wasn't going too bad. Now, I get specialized weather reports and things like that from various people, and they come buzzing in. In fact, I got one just a little while ago. They come buzzing in, and they tell me about what's going on where fires are located. Like right now, there's a large fire that's happening on the Oregon border. Large fire, Oregon, on the California border. That's what's happening right now. That just came in today about 10 minutes ago. But I get these up-to-date things. And what we were finding with the winds is that there was very little wind, but they turned off the power to about 40-some thousand customers. No, about 60,000 customers. Why would they do that? They do that in South Africa, you know, in Venezuela.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
So we've got this fire situation, right? I mean, there's fires starting to break out in California, and of course, this is the weather time for it. But it's kind of quieter now. Now, there's some speculation in my circles that Jerry Brown has been basically hornswoggled about this fire business. We don't believe for one second that these fires are just accidents. God, come on. These fires are not accidents. They're deliberately being set. And it's a business. It's called disaster capitalism. In other words, you know, have disasters and get paid money by the federal government. That's what comes down. And Donald Trump's just about had enough of this, just to let you know. My sources say he's done with Jerry Brown and raping the land, causing fires. So, you know, he can have some income. He needs the income. Jerry Brown needs the income to keep the state afloat. Why do you think we're doing New California? I'm going to get rid of this kind of stuff. You know, they've deliberately not managed the forests and the lands so that these fires can burn, because it's money to them, right? It's money. The feds give them money. And the feds have been feeding this money to Jerry Brown for years through these fires. So, PG&E shut off power to thousands of customers in Northern California ahead of strong winds forecast in the region on Sunday night. Now, what this happened by way of them putting out telephone calls to everybody, to all their customers, telling them about midnight, we're shutting off your power. Hello, goodbye. That's the way it was. They made three calls to each residence, from what I understand. This is what I was told. They said, your power is going to be shut off. Goodbye. Saturday night through Monday night, they said. So, through Monday, that was last night. By late Sunday, the utility had shut off power to more than 17,000 customers in Lake, Napa, and Sonoma counties. An additional 42,000 customers in Sierra Foothills lost power in the counties of Amador, El Dorado, and Calaveras. Other counties that could also come under power outages were Butte, Sierra, Placer, Nevada, Plumas, and Yuba. Okay, these are the counties around me. The move is part of a strategy by utilities across California to reduce the risk of wildfires sparked by utility lines that break during extreme winds. Many of California's most destructive fires, including several that raced through the wine country last year, were attributed to power lines. Sure they were. Sure they were. The guy, to quote the guy who called me that night, he said, they're saying it's power lines, but we don't believe it. He was a firefighter, by the way. Other utilities, including San Diego Gas and Electric, have shut off power during extreme winds in local areas, but the PG&E warning covers a vast area of Northern California, mainly in the Sierra foothills and the North Bay. We have made the decision to turn off power as a last resort given the extreme fire danger conditions these communities have experienced, said Pat Hogan, Senior Vice President of Electric Operations, said in a statement. Gusty winds are forecast in the hills of the Bay Area. 70-mile-an-hour winds in the overnight hours into Monday, which didn't materialize, by the way. Critical fire weather conditions will continue in the North Bay Mountains and East Bay Hills. Now, I want to tell you something. The run-up to this, by my sources, over the last week and a half, was pretty obvious that they were going to do something, and they did it. And it wasn't that they started fires. Oh, no. They started conditioning people to turning off their power. A common thing that happens in Venezuela, you know, socialist, and then a very, very common thing that happens in where? South Africa. Controls the population, you know. In South Africa, it's kind of interesting because, you know, there's so much racism there, blatant racism. And where do they shut off the power? Now, we've covered this before. We've had Brendy Richards on and other people from South Africa. And they'll tell you, Brendy Richards had incredible traumatic things happen to her and her family. But because they shut off the power in white communities, the power is off, and guess what? The hordes come in. Rape and pillage, literally, the darkened, powerless homes in the white communities. Now you're going to say, Paul, that's just so racist. No, that's a fact. That's a fact. They have polarized their populations, and especially now that they have, quote, black leadership. The leadership is extremely racist. They hate whites, and they tell you that. And they tell they're going to take their land from them. They're doing that right now. So if you're white in South Africa, you're losing everything, and that's happening. Now, the question is, what about this control of the power? This is conditioning, ladies and gentlemen. Conditioning to get people off the land, off the rural areas. It's a beta test, in my opinion, to see how people are going to be responding. And it's all done in the name of what? Fire prevention. Fire prevention. It's all done in that name. Isn't that interesting? Fire prevention. Anyway. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com is the address. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So rolling blackouts, which is what they do in third world countries to control the populations, is what they're, I think they're setting us up. It's pretty obvious. They had the big burns last year, which were totally set up, and it is a total setup for that. I'm the suspicious type, because I don't trust anything that has to deal with Jerry Brown or the totalitarians out here in California. Just, I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is, but I have a pretty good clue. The clue is that it's the big burn, baby. It's the big burn going on. And this is all part of their plan. This is right from the Agenda 21 playbook to control populations. There's too much power, get it? We shouldn't have electricity. They use electricity as the controlling factor. Does that make sense? That's what they're doing here. Anyway, we got to run for time. We're going to get out of here. A21R.com is the website to go to. A21R.com. And, definitely you want to go to that website and see what's going on. I'm going to put that on Agenda 21. So when you go to the website, you'll see the story that we just talked about here. It's going to be marked up with the picture of Agenda 21 on it, so that people understand what's going on. This is clearly a stunt, obviously, to control the population. And I was sitting there thinking about it, that Donald Trump is doing a great job as president, but he lacks resources in a lot of places where he really can't control these folks yet. So it's going to be up to you and I, us, to do the things we can properly do to make a turnaround that's going to happen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be keeping you up to breath with what is going on in New California. And, of course, this is a New California issue here, because all the area that's affected, guess what? It's affected in New California. Every bit of it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.